today's very special episode of Overanalyzing a Kid's Cartoon. Think back to Season 1, Episode 23, where the Crusaders were finding out how the main six got their cutie marks. Or specifically, Pinky's story. Now here's the thing. Can we be absolutely sure this flashback is from Pinky's own memory, or just what the Crusaders are currently imagining? We've already seen flaws in other so-called flashbacks that throw into doubt the actual memory scenario. She needs her dresses perfected for the next day, yet she was dragged for an entire day and a night to get to a rock. Her carrying all those gems without her horn dragging her home would have taken longer than reaching the top of the mountain. If this is the case that the Crusaders are using their imagination to fill in the blanks, there is a very real possibility that the Crusaders got the wrong idea about Pinkie Pie's past, with the aid of possible embellishments to the truth by Pinkie herself. Males and gentlecoats, using my ultimate powers of self-serving logic and deductive reasoning, I have hypothesized that Pinky's family were in fact rockers. That is right. She could not in fact live with the constant aggression within her family and their musical tastes. She couldn't stand her sister's growing love for emu music. Emu music was a growing musical trend hailing from the emu-populated lands of Australia, focusing on feelings and feeling sorry for yourself. I kind of like it. Go cry an emu kid. She just didn't belong. Bereft of any rock in her soul, she was relegated to roadie duty, moving the band equipment from the south field of the local music festival to the east field when suddenly... Sonic Rainboom synchronized a sped-up version of Offspring's song! Insert meme here. And that is when she started singing happy songs. Then she was kicked out and had to mooch off the cakes until this very day. The end.